The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus spoke these words, recounted in the Gospel of today's Mass, in John chapter 14, to the apostles at the Last Supper. But why? They should have been consoling him instead. Jesus' passion was about to begin. The apostles must have noticed the intensity of Jesus at the Last Supper. They must have known that something big was about to happen. Yet, Jesus is consoling them. The Lord's words are part of the long discourse of Jesus at the Last Supper, preserved by John. Jews had just been dismissed, having been revealed as a traitor. In response to Peter's declaration of loyalty, Jesus foretells Peter's denial, and it was an intense moment. In advance of his passion, Jesus wants to protect his disciples from despair at his death and from discouragement when persecution comes their way. The Lord had foretold his passion and death, in fact, many times, but the reality of it didn't sink in for the apostles until these things actually happened. The remedy for their discouragement, or their future discouragement, will be faith in God. The Lord says, "You have faith in God, have faith also in me." This encouragement has important Christological implications. Jesus is declaring that he is God, but distinct from the Father. St. Hilary of Poitiers will say, "Our Lord speaks in words deliberately chosen, so that whatever he claims for the Father, he signifies to be appropriate to himself." In other words, the Lord affirms his divinity. And since Christ himself is God incarnate, he is the object of the apostles' faith and should be the source of their strength in the midst of trial. The Catechism says that, left to its own natural powers, humanity does not have access to God's life and happiness. Only Christ can open to man such access that we, his members, might have confidence that we too shall go where he, our head and source, has preceded us. Peter comes to understand this, as is clear from the words of his first epistle. "Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house." That's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. When the apostles fall because of doubt, it's because they allow their hearts to be fixed on something other than Christ. We are vulnerable to the same possibility. There's so many things that make demands of our hearts and minds, some of them quite worthy and good. But if these attractions and desires are not filtered through the lens of faith, they may lead us astray. This is why the encouragement Christ offers is so important and so essential, an encouragement that is extended through the church. Christ is always present in his church, especially in the liturgy, where he speaks through the scriptures and sanctifies through the sacraments. Pope Francis will even say, "A Christian without the church is not real." So let's be grateful that we have the church to pass on the faith to us and to give us support in our time of need. God bless you.